Well, this has been one of the soggier weeks we've seen in northeastern and north central Wisconsin for some time this summer. And even though for much of the corn crop, the precip may be a little bit late, it still is appreciated for that later planted corn. And as far as the soybeans are concerned, Josh Redding says it could really help there.
Ideally, some of these locations would start to dry out in time for harvest, but they still have a little bit of a ways to go. So any additional rain, especially in some of those drier areas in the Missouri and the middle Mississippi Valley, if they get rain, that could give a boost to the late planted crops.
Now, one agricultural state that would appreciate any rain is California. There had been talk of El Nino hitting this year and providing a lot more precip, but so far that hasn't developed.
And we had a very encouraging forecast that there was going to be an El Nino. That has weakened. Now NOAA is saying, yes, they think there's going to be an El Nino, but it's going to be weaker. Typically in an El Nino year, you could see higher than average rainfall in California, but it really depends on how this shapes up and whether they're going to be able to get systems in there that are going to be able to tap some of that tropical moisture over the Pacific.
Well, the USDA announced they're providing $27 million in grants to 247 producers for value-added products. And according to John Kinslow, he says this is all part of the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative to get people to buy locally.
Over 200 of these awards that the secretary announced this week are for working capital. Well over 40 are for planning grants, and the average grant amount is about $100,000. The grants can support local and regional food systems and further the development of a growing bioeconomy. And finally, the grants finance the distribution of local and regional products.
And there really hasn't been a lot of talk about PED this summer because with the warmer temperatures, the occurrence of the disease has declined. But in no way have we eradicated it. And there is fear that as the temperatures fall and things get cooler, the virus will reappear. And that's why Tom Lasota says it's very important for producers to keep biosecurity top of mind.
Well, I think most of them are continuing to think about that, so therefore they're thinking about their transportation issues tend to be a fairly high risk of spreading the virus. And so biosecurity around transportation for pigs in and out of the farms is a very big issue that most of the producers will be concerned about.
Well, those dairy prices continue to be rock solid, with AA butter now up to $2.76 a pound. Blocks sit at $2.25 in the barrels, $2.25¾ per pound. Class 3 prices higher as well. August tops at $22.23. September up 49 to $23.63. And November, that is up 2 to $20.64. Over on the Board of Trade, September corn up 2¾ cents to $3.62¼ per bushel. December tops at $3.69. Beans for September up 16½ to $11.36¼ cents. November 10¾¼ cents. While the wheat for September is now at $5.46¼ per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utility, 108 to 122. Most of the slaughter cows, 91 to 107. With slaughter bulls from 120 to 155. Your replacement bull calves, $2.50 to $4. Heifer calves, $2 to $4.25. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to 148. Holstein steers, 125 to 142. Barrels and gilts still top at 97. And those market lambs, 150 and down. And that is your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.